Since the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan last month, there have been efforts around the world to help those at risk escape the country. Here in Australia, safety and security consultant Tony Loughran has been working to get local journalists out of Afghanistan. Tony's worked alongside a number of reporters there, including Ahmed Wali Sarhadi. But Ahmed's work with foreign networks puts him at particular risk of retribution from the Taliban. Here's Background Briefing's Jeff Thompson, who's been following Tony Loughran's mission to help Ahmed flee his homeland.
We didn't know that Afghanistan will fall that much.
It seemed incredible to Ahmed Sarhadi just how quickly the country was falling to the Taliban. Now that they were on his doorstep in Kandahar in southern Afghanistan, he left his family behind and bolted out the back door.
When Taliban was going to get near to our house, there was the back side of my house. I just jumped to the other side of the house on the wall. It was a 2-meter wall. I just jumped to other side and I went to the other side of the street.
He ran from street to street, hoping not to be seen, aiming for the taxi station.
So I was running. So when I reached to the taxi station and I just called my wife. She was crying.
Ahmed jumped in a taxi and began the 500-kilometre journey to the capital. On the phone, Ahmed's wife told him he had only just escaped the Taliban. They knew about the work he'd done with US forces and accused him of being a spy.
She said, thanks God you ran away because Taliban came inside and they had your name, your picture, and they took your camera and everything with themselves because they were looking after you, that you were the one who worked as a spy for the intelligence of international troops who were here in Afghanistan, and you were in their list to arrest you. Probably they kill you.
Ahmed made it to Kabul and hid in a room for 3 days without food or water before trying to make his way through the crowd surrounding the airport.
There were many people, and I saw poor people that they died of crowd. They died of crowd because some people were jumping on them. They were older people. I just saw on my eyes. Those people who were disabled, those who were weak, they were under the foot of everyone. So that was the worst strategy I've never seen in my life.
While Ahmed's hopes are fading, from a home office on Sydney's northern beaches, Tony Loughran is pulling strings at the highest levels to get Ahmed's name on a flight list, even directly contacting the Emir of Qatar. Ahmed is told to get to Kabul's luxury Serena Hotel, where an ad hoc flight desk has appeared. Tony recalls what happened next.
All of a sudden, he noticed the Qatari flight desk opened up, and he walked right over to it, and he just turned around and said, are our names on there? And they said, yes. It was unbelievable.
Ahmed couldn't believe it either.
When I was checking my name on the list, I didn't think that my name will be on that list. And when there was a list, I just say, oh, thank you, God. You protected me.
In the early hours of the next morning, Ahmed makes contact with Tony Loughran from inside Hamid Karzai Airport.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. What? Are you happy?
Yes, I'm very happy, sir.
Good.
Eventually, Ahmed joins a crowd of hundreds walking toward a Globemaster cargo plane headed for a US military base in Qatar.
I just thought that somebody is taking me from earth to sky, like from hell to paradise. Because I thought we are now in paradise, we have to enjoy our life. And we thought there is no fear, there is nothing to worry about anymore.
Ahmed's now in Qatar, hoping to get asylum in another country. Hundreds of media workers who feared repercussions from the Taliban have also left Afghanistan. Most haven't had someone like Tony Loughran to help them and face a murky future.
We may look back on the first 20 years of this century as the period of hope for the Afghan country, where people just became educated, sophisticated.
Saad Mohseini is the Afghan-Australian businessman who established Afghanistan's most successful 24-hour news service, Tolo News. And that provided new opportunities to young journalists like Ahmed Wali Sarhadi. The Taliban has promised not to punish journalists. And for now, Tolo's still up and running. But Saad Mohseini is worried about the future.
Of the younger generation of Afghans, something like 75% are literate, which is extraordinary, given that the literacy rate in 2001 was like a 20% or 25%. So for this younger generation to just move so quickly forward. But then you have a Taliban-type regime for the next decade. So what happens to the people stuck inside the country? You know, I mentioned to someone yesterday, and I'm not a deeply religious person. I said, God will help us all. I mean, what we see in front of us is pretty bleak.
That's Saad Mohseni from Mobi Media Group in Afghanistan speaking to Jeff Thompson. The full episode of Background Briefing is broadcast on Radio National this Sunday at 8 a.m. You can also download the episode wherever you get your podcasts from.